Okay, let's begin Tainis Daf Yiralef. I'm going to need a Gemara Sukkah. Tainis Daf Yiralef from Abayis. We're going to talk about the halacha of Anenu, what the Gemara calls the Tefillah of a fast day, as we are in Maseches Tainis, and the Gemara here discusses when does one say the Tefillah of a Tainis on a private fast. The Gemara says, Amar of Zeira, Amar of Huna, Yachid Shekiba Alav Tainis, a Yachid that is Mekabel Tainis afilu achal v'shasa kol halayla. Even if he eats and drinks the entire day, lamachar he mispalo tfilas tainis. Even if he eats and drinks the entire night, on the next day he says tfilas tainis, which Rashi here says anenu. Again, we're saying Rashi. We're assuming that Rashi on tainis is Rashi. There are those that argue, but that's what the Gemara says. Rashi says here, Yochad Shekiba Alav Tainis Me Esmo, meaning if there's a real Kabbalah, we know for a fast day, one has to if it's a Tainis Sibur, then you don't have to accept it, right? It was accepted by Klal Yisrael. But if it's a private fast day, then I have to have a Kabbalah before the fast day on the Mincha before. So if I accepted it, Hare Ani Yoshev B'Tainis Lamachar, I'm going to fast tomorrow. Afilu Achal V'Shasa Kol Alayla Adamur HaShachar. Even if I eat the whole night until dawn, the next day, I say Anenu. Meaning the fact that I ate does not ruin the fact that the next day is a fast. Lon Bita Aniso. What is Lon Bita Aniso? Rashi says this means if I continued fasting the following night, Tuesday afternoon, I accepted to do a Tainis. So then Wednesday I fasted. Wednesday night I'm still fasting. Einam is Palashal Tainis. So then I don't say Anenu before I eat the next day because there was no Kabbalah there. There was no Kabbalah there in that case. Erev Yosef continues quoting what's the Svar of Rafuna? Does he hold Mis'anin L'sha'os or not? Is there significance to fasting for a certain amount of hours? And if there is significance, does one say Tefillas Tainis, or is that reserved for someone who has an entire day of fasting? And the Gemara goes into the Mar Ukva once came to Ginzik, and he was asked three questions, including this Mis'anin L'sha'os or Ein Mis'anin L'sha'os. So let's talk a little bit about Anenu. Rashi, not Rashi here, Rashi in Masechah Shabbos and Nafchav Dalet. Rashi says that the question is whether he had a different girsa in our Gemara or just a different shot in our Gemara. What does it sound like from the our Gemara? The our Gemara doesn't say specifically, you say Tefillas Tainis the next day. In which tefillah? In which tefillah do you say Tainis? We know what our minhag is, but before we get to our minhag, so it sounds like you say it the next day. So I might have interpreted the Gemara as, when do I say Anenu, the extra tefillah? I say it by Shacharis, I say it by Mincha, I say it by all the tefillahs of the day. That's what I might have said. What about by Ma'ariv? Doesn't sound like it. Our Gemara says Lamachar. Our Gemara says Lamachar, you say Tefillas Tainis. If you look in Rashi there in Shabbos, Davchav Dalet Amin Aleph, Rashi tells us, talking about the other additions to tefillah. There the Gemara is talking about Al Anisim or Yalav Yavo, but Rashi compares it to this Gemara. V'hachanami Amar of Huna b'Maseches Tainis, says Rashi, Yachesh Kibo Lav Tainis Ava Bisha Ocha V'Shosek Al Alayla Mispalat Tefillas Tainis. Rashi does not have the word Lamachar there. Ubitshuvas Gaonim Matzasi Brisa Shanu Raboseinu Pa'amim Sh'adav Shari B'Tainis Ve'enu Mispalel. Sometimes somebody is fasting and he does not say the tefillah of Tainis. Upa'amim she'enu shari b'tainis umis palel. And sometimes he's not fasting yet, and he still says the tefillah of the Tainis. Ha'ketzan, what does that mean? Kambi k'nisasa kambi siyasa. What does that mean? Klomar, erif Tainis, afa bisha asil lecho la'achar tefillah, mispalo tefillah Tainis. Myrif, it sounds like according to Rashi, if I accepted to do a Tainis tomorrow, tonight, I still say Anenu, even though I'm eating. I'm still eating. I'm not fasting until tomorrow morning. It still has the status of the fast day already. And therefore I say Anenu, even though I'm still eating. And what about the following night? V'leil machraso, afa pisha odenu batainis. I still might be fasting. I didn't break my fast yet. And it's Ma'ariv. Kishem ispalot filas arvis, enum ispalot filas tainis. They don't say it, as our Gemara says, v'sov divrei ha-gaonim kasvu. So that's what the Tshuva of the Gaonim say. So saying Anenu is connected to what you're doing right now. It has to do with the status of the day. If you accepted this to be a fast day, which the actual fasting starts in the morning, it still could be called a fast day regarding saying this tefillah of Anenu. Anenu b'yom tzom ta'anisenu. Wow, on the day of the fast. But it's not. It is the next day. Masha'enkein, the following night, it's not the fast day anymore. You still might be fasting, but it's not the fast day anymore, so you don't say anenu. Rashi ends off there by saying, V'sov divrei agonim kasvu, aval ein anu regilu lomar arvis. Not our minhag to say it by ma'ariv. It's not our minhag to say anenu by ma'ariv. Afilu shachris. And then Rashi says, even shachris we don't say anenu. Why? Shema yero la'ones choli, o bulmus. Maybe you're not going to be able to finish the fast. Who knows? The morning, you still have many hours left. How do you know if this is going to be biyom tzom ta'ani seinu? Meaning, the first opinions spoke about, we don't care whether you're actually fasting or not so much as it's the day of fast. Or you might say, even if that's true, even if by Meir, because this fast didn't start yet, you could say anenu, but maybe you shouldn't because we don't know if this is actually going to be a fast. This isn't a public fast day. This is a private. So if you're not fasting, what makes it into a fast day? So maybe you might eat. So by Shachris, Meir and Shachris, no anenu. Because maybe you might come to eat. V'yitam klum v'nimsa shakran b'tfilaso. And you're going to be a liar in your tefillah. So Rashi quotes this minhag of the Gaonim, of saying anenu throughout the tefillahs, even by Meiriv, even by Shachris. But then he quotes that is not our custom. The Tshuva Sadeshan also in the Tshuva quotes this idea of saying it even if one is not fasting, simen kuf mem hei, ba'arvis tefillas tainis, avoi sh'ocha v'shosuk alayla, b'kol makom. He says that's he quotes this discussion, this discussion. But again, Rashi quotes that's not the minhag, because, you know, we are worried about what we are going to actually be doing. The Rishonim say that it could be that bizman ha-gemara, they actually did say it the night before, because they were pretty confident they were going to fast. Maybe the Doros have become weaker, as some Achronim say, and maybe earlier they were able to fast and we can't, so that's why we don't fast. The Archas Chaim, Rabbi Aaron Milunel, one of the Rishonim, the Beis Yosef sometimes quotes here, the Archas Chaim in Hilchas Tfilas Tainis Simcha Beis, Biarnu, Shamisanet Mispalot Tfilas Tainis, V'achar V'amrinim B'Yerushalmi Heichan Omra Kilel Shabbos, V'yomo. Where do you say it? Like Lel Shabbos and Yomo, Pirish, Arvish, Shachris, Mincha, Kemoaskar Shabbos. Just like Shabbos, you start davening Shabbos the night before, so too Anenu. Amnam Zehaya Bedoros Rishonim. Aval Bedoros Elu, says the Archas Chaim 600 years ago. Lo Nagul Luspalot Tfilas Tainis Afilu B'Shachra Shal Yom HaTainis. Imlo Bedalit Somos. Except the four fast days. So it's not like there, you'd say it by Ma'arif. There. You say it because there, it's a public fast day. You're not going to easily break your fast. A private one, maybe. Maybe you'll have to eat mikushim ones, and that is why one does not say it. That is the Archas Chaim, and the Rashba writes this in the Shuv as well, because the Doros are a little weaker. If you're sure you're going to fast, then maybe you should say it. Right? The rest of the Ran says on our Gemara, right here. If you look on the Ran says that if one is pretty sure that they are going to make it and they're going to fast, the Ran says on the here Dalet Amud Beis, and here in the Daf Yarif, Achim Batuach Sheyisani Kodoros Rishonim Askir. Then you would say it by Meir. There's two ideas going on here. I think before we get to the Halacha Lamaisa, that is number one: can you say words that aren't true? Right? If I say Yom Som Tani Seinu, so then, and I'm not fasting, so then what makes that into a tzom tani seinu? So therefore I can't. But there's another idea. Like we just said, he alluded to the fact that on the Dalet Tainios, it seems like that they're minhag, and we'll see if there's anybody's minhag, you say it even the night before. What do you mean you say it the night before? You're still eating the night before. So how am I saying anenu, yom tzom tani seinu? So there is an idea that we've spoken about in other context, and that is it could be the status. A status can start before the actual fulfillment of mitzvos. So, for example, the status of a lulav might start at the beginning of Sukkos, even though I can't shake the lulav until the day of Sukkos. The status of a shofar might start when Rosh Hashanah starts, even though I can't actually do the mitzvah until the next morning. And this is a little different, but it's in the larger scheme of the same topic. The status of a fast day might start even if I'm not actually fasting yet. Where do we see this? It starts with the Rashi. Again, we're not going to do this whole sugya, but it starts with the Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Gimel, where Rashi discusses a Hadas. A Hadas, has to have more leaves than berries, says the Gemara. Has more berries, that's a problem. So what can I do if I have a hadas that has berries? Once in a while, if you go to the tree, most of the times we get our hadas and there are no berries anymore. But if you ever go to a hadas tree, there are. I once picked a hadasim and there were these red berries on it and your hands become all red and it's hard to get the color off. So the Gemara says, if you want to make it kosher, take off the berries before Yantif so it has more leaves than berries. No problem. What happens if you didn't? What happens if you didn't? Or what happens if the hadas got its top chopped off and then a berry grew on top of it? So if the berry grew on top of it before Yantif, that's not called Nektam Rosha. Not called Nektam Rosha. But if it started Yantif without it and somehow it grew a berry on top of it on Yantif, so then that's the question of the Gemara. Nektam Rosha Me'er of Yantif, also about Timur of Yantif Mahu. Do you say this Dichu Yetzel Mitzvos? Okay, whatever, without getting into that sugya, do we say that once the time for the mitzvah started and it was not in a good state, then it's forever tainted? But what's the beginning moment of the mitzvah? The language of the Gemara is Me'er of Yantif. Rashi says that Beferish. It has to have grown the berry Mishakidesh Hayom, before Yantif started. So ask the Achronim, before Yantif started, we can't shake a lulav until the next morning. Can't shake a lulav at night. Why can't the berry have grown, you know, before the morning? Now, why is it so important to have grown the berry before the nighttime? So what do you see from this, Rashi? The status of lulav starts when sukkah starts, even though you can't shake a lulav till the next morning. And the Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha quotes this Rashi to explain a Ramah. The Ramah quotes in Hilchas Lulav. Hilchas Shofar. Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. I'm not allowed to use a shofar of Avodah Zarah. Can't use a shofar of Avodah Zarah. Even though Mitzvah's Lama Henos didn't do, but still, and for various reasons, maybe it's considered burned, v'chulu. What happens if the non-Jew is Mevatel the Avodah Zarah? Right, a non-Jew can mevatel the Avodah Zarah. A Jew cannot. A Jew's Avodah Zarah is forever Avodah Zarah, and therefore has to be discarded. But a non-Jew can be mevatel. So the Shulchan Aruch says he has to mevatel it before Yantif in order to use it. What does it mean before Yantif? So the Ramah says before Yantif mamish, before Yantif. V'yesh machmirin says the Ramah tovkuf peivav da'afilu b'shel obi kochavim and yotzei elo b'nisbatel me'erev Yantif. Erev Yantif, says the Bir Halacha. Why Erev Yantif? It should be before the morning of Rosh Hashanah. You don't blow until the morning of Rosh Hashanah. You know, what do you have to... Why can't he have that whole night? If you're still working on him to be Mevatel of the Avodah Zarah, says the Bir Halacha right here. Look at Rashi and Sukkah Lamed Gimel. Right? What's the answer? The answer is that's the key point. The status of Shofar, the status of Lulav, starts when Yantif starts, even though you can't actually do those mitzvos until afterwards. So again, that is a huge... topic it has to do, what, maybe we want to mention one more, Bris Mila. There is a fascinating discussion of when the status of Bris Mila exists. All of these are a little different. The two I just mentioned are about the object of mitzvahs. This has to do with the status of a person. Our Gemara has to do with the status of the day. But the status of the person, the Gemara talks about in Maseches Yevamos, is an Orel less than 8-year-old baby Kohen. Kohen is a baby. Is he, his parents are allowed to smear him with truma oil before day 8. Right? Truma oil, you're not allowed to use truma if you are an RL, if you're an uncircumcised Kohen, but before day 8. So is he an RL yet? There's no chiyuv of bris mila until day 8. So is he an RL yet? Is he the status of uncircumcised before he has the chiyuv? So that's the suffix of the Bavli. The Yerushalmi says, that's for sure okay, that's for sure mutter. The question is, what about the night of the 8th? The night of the 8th, can he be smeared with truma oil? So what's that about? So maybe Yerushalmi is holding. Before the 8th is not an aral yet, for sure. But the night of the 8th, maybe that's when the aral status kicks in. Why? Because the next morning is going to be the chiyuv of bris mila. You can't do the bris mila that night. But the status of aral might start then, and therefore he might need... he might not be able to have this truma oil smear. That could also be the source for the vachnach, the source for going the night before of a bris and saying Shema, or the Sfaradim have Brit Yitzchak, all these atfilos of Zohar saying to the baby, because right now he's an RL, so he needs a special protection. Okay, so what about here too? Maybe part of the idea of saying Aneinu at Ma'ariv is not just shakran b'tfiloso. Because maybe you can eat. What if you know for sure you're going to be able to eat, but right now you're eating? But the answer is the status of the fast day might start now, even if you know that you're not going to, even if you know you are going to fast. Some Rishonim, the Archas Chaim there, and also Tosfos here on Amud Beis. Tosfos here on Amud Beis quotes that this is only for the private individual. But let's say right here, Yudalef Amud Beis, Tosfos quotes, towards the end of this Tosfos, there's a bracket that quotes Tur Arachayim. So that's a little unusual what this is doing here. But Tosfos, it's quoted here, at least in the pagination, that the Shliach Tzibur could say it. The Chazan could say it. Why could the Chazan say it? Because Yefshar Shlo Yisanu Ksas Mikal. Somebody's going to fast in the Tzibur. The Chazar Sashatz, clearly Tosfos is assuming, is not just for the Chazan. It's for the Tzibur. And therefore, in the Tzibur, Shmon Esra, in the Tzibur, Chazar Sashatz, he could say Anenu because B'yom Somtani Senu, that includes everybody, and somebody is going to fast. This relates to, again, a big topic, not our sugya now, the nature of Chazaras HaShatz. Clearly, Tosfos is saying that Chazaras HaShatz is being said on behalf of everybody in the shul. It's not just that the Chazan is saying it. Everybody in the shul, we discussed Chazaras HaShatz at the end of Rosh Hashanah, the last daf. That's where it was. But Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful idea in a number of places. The two, that Chazaras HaShatz, even if originally it was started for the people who didn't know how to daven, but now it has taken upon itself a different nature. And that's what he called Tefillah Bitzibur, and tefillas hatzibur. When we daven quietly together, each individual is davening by themselves, tefillah in a tzibur, in a congregation. But the Chazaras HaShatz is tefillas hatzibur, the tefillah of the congregation. And that takes the place of the carbon tumid that was brought on behalf of all of us. So that Chazaras HaShatz is being said on behalf of all of us. And that's why we have to not reject it. That's where the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, if we talk during Chazaras HaShatz, it's a terrible sin. But that's what we have to recognize. But again, this halacha highlights that when the Chazan says it, he can say Anenu because it's not about him. The Balamar Ramban discuss here the conceptual status of Anenu at night, not discussing the chashash of maybe you will eat. The Balamar says you cannot say Anenu at night because it's not the fast day yet. It's not the fast day yet, therefore you can't say Anenu at night. And the Ramban here in the Melchamas says, no, yes, you can. He defends the Rif, you could say it. And it could be the Ramban L'Shitas, the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Ramban Sefer in Torah Sa'adam, where he talks all about the life cycle. Many Torah Sa'adams are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So he quotes there that even though we know that all fast days that we have nowadays start in the morning, Shavuos V'Tammuz and the Sarvat Teves, except Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, but there's a lechatchila to start all the Inuyim the night before. And having all the Inuyim on all the other fast days. So that's the Chiddush of the Ramban. About the what? Not wearing leather shoes and not washing on other fast days. We don't paskin that way. But the Mishnah quotes this lechatchila, but also the night before. So because the Ramban L'Shitaso holds of that idea conceptually. L'maisa, what do we say about Anenu? So Machlokas, Mechaber, and the Ramah. Machlokas, Mechaber, and the Ramah. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tov Kuf Samachei Gimel, all the tefillas. All the tefillas. This is not so common, so the later Achronim say, even for Sfardim, this is not so common on the other fast days to say Anenu and all the tefillas, except Tisha B'Av. But the other fast days, the Sarvat Teves and Shavuos V'Tammuz, all of those, seems like the later custom is not like the Shulchan Aruch, even for Sfardim. That is what is quoted here in the Kaf HaChaim, because the Choshish, the Shita of the Balamar, that's not really the fast day the night before. Right, L'maisa minag Sfardim, lo lomar Anenu b'mayriv, shekodem atainus. Right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch, let's read the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tav Kuf Samachay, Uba'arbat Somos, Gam Yachid Omro Bechol Tfilosav, Tiafilu Yachzenu Bulmis, Vyochal Shaykh Shablamemer, Anina Biom Somtani Seinu Azeh, Kimish Tikru Chacham Lazanosbo. Right, on the four fast days, you could say it in all the Tfilos. On your personal fast day, not, because maybe you'll be a chakran b'tfiloso. But on the four fast days, the Yachas has it in all of his tfilos, because it's still a Yom Tom Tainis that Chazal enacted. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. On the four fast days that we have, say it by all the tfilos. Ramah v'nogu b'chalat somosh lo la'omru kiyim b'mincha. But the minog, the Chazan says it in the morning. But the minog of each individual is only to say it by mincha, milvach liyatzibur, shomar b'shachris, kshimis palel b'chal ram. Machlokas machaber, and the Ramah, and again, even the Sfardim don't seem to say it at night, but the Chidah, the Chabad Chaim says by Shacharis and Mincha, and others say it only by Mincha, except by Atishva. There is another interesting nafgamina about whether things start the night before or not. It's related, but that is Leil Shavasa B'Tammuz. Have the 3 weeks started yet? The minhagim of the 3 weeks. Rav Moshe has a famous shuvah where he talks about a wedding on Leil Shavasa B'Tammuz. Can a person get married the night going into Shavasa B'Tammuz? He's not going to be able to get married for 3 weeks. So can that work out? So he quotes Malcolm Sarach. Let's say the invitations were sent out already and he didn't realize the date. And so you could do it. Why? Machlokas Balamar and the Ramban. Right, about whether the fast day starts the night before. So the Baal HaMor says, some of the Rishonim say it doesn't even start the night before, A. And B, the whole idea of the 3 weeks, says Rav Moshe, are minhagim. It's not even a din. It's not even the fast day yet. It's the fasting is a din, but the getting married during the 3 weeks is a minhag. So now it's a machlokas Rishonim about whether the fast starts the night before and whether the minhagim start the night before is there, or Moshe says, "Makom Sarach, one can be Mekel. One can be Mekel." Unless he says, if Shavas B'Tammuz is on Shabbos and it's a Nitche, and it's really Motzi Shabbos, the 18th, then for sure not. But if it's Shavas B'Tammuz or Moshe's Makom Sarach, you can. Others say that it could be the fast day, even if the fast day didn't start, maybe the 3 weeks started. Maybe it's more L'chumrah, right, in that way. But the Baal HaMor was only saying it about the fast day. Maybe the 3 weeks have started, so other Achronim aren't as flexible as Rav Moshe. But again, Rav Moshe only said this when welcome Sarah Gadol, if you needed to have the wedding that day. Okay, stop here about Anenu on a fast day.